At that time, Jim, you're talking about moving your antenna up a little higher in the air. That may work. Depending on what type of antenna you've got, you know, I don't know what you're using, but that may help you get into the repeater a little better. I hope it will. It's gone again. in there a good 1 minute and out the next. That's propagation for you sometimes, folks. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KN4UBG. To let you know there, Gary, finally got my tree taken down in the backyard back here, and I am good to go on that project now. Got one more little bitty bush to cut down back here, and I'll be good to go. I'll be ready to start my tower project, hopefully here within the next month or so, and see if I can't start growing a tower back here.
You got your tree work done and got all that taken care of. Yeah, sometimes they get to be a problem. You know, they do get in the way, and you have to move one or two of them. But I'm glad you're about ready to start growing that tower. I know you're getting excited about it. I know I was when I started mine. And once I got it up, I was very thrilled with it and happy, and I'm still content with it. I've talked about making some changes, and every time I talk about making changes, I look at what I got and say, nah, I'm going to keep what I got.
Happy. I had to take my text monitoring off. I had my headphones on the other night, and I was kind of listening to myself in the background. That thing, man, I just kept looking at it. Every one of these big, bad storms we've had come through, that thing just kept getting closer and closer to the side of my house, man. I just, you know, when my neighbor over here, I got a 12,000-pound winch. We took it down yonder, and it's mounted onto a plate with a piece of, like, 2.5-inch quarter wall tubing mounted on that steel plate where the winch is mounted. I got it mounted on there and welded to the steel plate where I can put a chain around a tree or whatever with it. And that joker, I ain't gonna lie to you, it bogged out and would not pull that tree. And I'd already done notched the tree and done started cutting the back of it. And I didn't know what to do, man. I had to call Mike down the road here. And he was coming back from his fishing trip, and I said he'd be about 30, 40 minutes out. He brought his truck over here with his winch on it and hooked onto that same cable that I was hooked to with my winch. I got I guess it's about an 80-foot, 5/8 steel cable with two eyes on the end of it. And he was pulling on it. He's got a 9,500-pound winch, and he was pulling on that junker so hard, man. He was sliding his truck up the hill along with my winch, because all the limbs on that thing was over top of my house. Two of the limbs would hang off my front porch about 20 feet into the front yard, and I got a double wide. So that tells you how long those limbs are. And they were probably as big, I don't know, they're as big as my head. They're probably 12 inches round, probably. And, but we got that joker down, finally. And, it's cut up, and, ready to move it out. I took him some of the firewood over tonight, dropped it off. And, I still got probably two more trailer loads of firewood out here I got to get out. And then I can start digging my hole and start for my tower.
Sorry that it gave you so much grief trying to come down, but it wasn't ready to hit the ground, so that's the way that goes sometimes. Now I've seen a guy who tried to hook a dually to a limb. He was just going to jerk the limb off this particular oak tree, And he put a steel cable and a chain. Well, he had chains, really. He didn't have no cable to start with. Put some chains around that limb, and it started out across his yard and was good. He thought he was just going to break the limb off the tree. It picked the back end of that dually up. So he backed up, put it in four-wheel drive, and took off, just floored it, his truck. And it picked the back end up, and then the front end come off the ground. Hey, never did break that limb. So I got up there, and while I was up there helping him, and I told him, I said, we got to cut that limb a little bit. It ain't going to go anywhere like that. Oh, yes, it will. They got a steel cable to where it was stretched out a lot further. And he hooked that cable to it, took off again. I told him, I said, you going to keep on tearing that axle out from under the rear end of that truck? He said, nah. He said, I'm going to try it one more time. And he tried it one more time, and it bounced back at him. So finally, we got an extension ladder and cut about halfway through that limb. It come down then.
I was working on a street light. I had a big street light from back when I worked in road construction over in Greenville, right there where 276 and 183 split. They took down some old street lights, and I brought one of them home and put it in a white oak tree right here in the yard beside of me, which was my old house, and dug out for a swimming pool right there and had me a swimming pool up with a big street light, one of them orange-looking street lights, square-looking. And I decided I was going to take that thing down after I moved back into this house. I had a Buick Rainier. It's like the Trailblazer. Well, I get up there, tie it to it, got all my wood legs out, all but one wood leg. And these things ain't but 7/16 head, 5/16 thread pattern on them. And the things wasn't but 4 inches long. But turned around, and that joker had done growed into the bark of that tree. And I took off with that daggone Trailblazer, man, and I ain't gonna lie to you, it would jerk the whole back end of that joker off the ground. I finally had to get up there with a hacksaw and saw that joker about halfway in two, and then broke it off. And ended up getting up there and taking it down after that. And I got the street light out here in the yard. But they're just so expensive to buy another one, that's why I was trying to keep that one. That way I could just put another bulb in it and put a new eye on top of it so it could cut off during the day. And but anyway, I ended up getting LED lights, like goes on the side of a big commercial building. I got two of those now, and I don't even really need the street light now. So, but yeah, I know where you're coming from with that. I've done that several times. But that day back here, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was already at the point to where I was kind of in between. I couldn't let the tree go because it's going to lean back onto the house. And it couldn't pull it the other way because the winch was already done bogged off, you know, and it wouldn't pull no more. And I was about ready to take my work truck down there in the backyard and hook it to it. And that thing weighs about 14,000 pounds. But the only thing about it was, it's two-wheel drive. And if I'd got it down in there, I probably wouldn't have got it back out. And that was my only other option. And then I called Mike down the road here, and just so happened, he was on his way home from fishing. And he came over here and helped me get that tree down. But I'm one happy camper, man. I've been working on that thing for, you probably know, 2 years trying to get that joker down. Yeah, I've done, asked tree companies, to come out here and give me an estimate on it, and they just won't too much. Let me unkey the repeater just for a second. Come out here and they give me estimates and estimates and estimates, and one guy wanted $1,600 to take that tree down just because it's over top of the house. Take it down, clean it up, haul it off, and ground that stump up. And I was like, no, I ain't paying $1,600. And a buddy of mine told me he would put it on the ground for me for $400. And I should have did that, back when, you know, we got all the money through the IRS or whatever that was, you know, the stimulus package thing. I should have done it then and been done with it. And but I've just put it off. Them storms just kept leaning that joker towards the side of the house. And I got to notice, and I'd look up the tree, about 23, 24 feet up the tree. It was pretty straight, but it leaned back in like a, I don't know, 12, 15-degree angle. It wasn't standing straight up. It leaned over the house. And then up about 24 feet, the top of the tree had done started leaning out again. You know, it's probably sitting in, I don't know, a 20, 30-degree angle. And I just knew probably the next windstorm was going to tear that joker down. And I said, oh, well, here we go. I got insurance on the house. So it's coming down one way or another. I just didn't want it to hit my neighbor's house. And we got it down. I'm happy. I'm really happy, man. Now I can start getting that monster foot up, 130-foot tall out there. I'll have to call you up one day.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin down in Fountain Inn. Well, that sounds good, Kevin. I know you're getting excited now about getting your tower up. And you get all the pieces and parts together, and then you get ready. And when it starts going up, you really get excited. I know how that is. And I don't blame you for getting that tree down. I really don't, especially if it started leaning like that. And, it, you know, it's really amazing that the wind... You're talking about the winches that you had on the tree and the trucks and all of that. That's a lot of force, but you know, the wind come along and blow that tree over, and you trying to pull it down with winches and trucks and all other kind of stuff, it won't budge, but the wind can knock it over. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really amazing, man. It don't take too much wind to knock one down, but that's just. But the funniest thing was, I could tell that joker sitting on top of the ground. I mean, the root wadding can't be no more than a foot and a half in the ground. And when they started pulling on it with them winches, and I was standing behind it getting ready to start cutting it, and when they started pulling on it, I could feel that whole root wadding move. And I'm like, yeah, probably the next wind, that joker probably tore my house down. But I'm glad it's down. I'm glad, you know, that I ain't got to deal with that no more. I ain't got to worry about the leaks back there and get them stumps cut down. And I'll be ready to start my next project. But I'm going to let you go, Gary. That way you can get the net over with. I just wanted to let you know that I got that thing on the ground, and I'm kindly happy. So we'll say send me a tree to you for tonight, and we'll holler at you probably next coming Wednesday, or we'll catch you some other time on the net or on the radio. But y'all have a good night, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KI4DOS, KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
Well, I am glad that you got that tree down. But I hope everything goes well for you down there, and you get that stump ground up, and then you get out there and get your tower started. I know you'll be excited to get that up and get that taken care of. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, and we will do it again soon, I hope. In the meantime, you take care. Y'all stay safe and stay well. We have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We did something funny before you go. I was helping my neighbor one time, and he had this about 12 to 14% grade downhill in the bank. And off the bottom of the bank was a big old tree. Big old tree. So, he knocked three four, and I said, okay, Mark, chain it. So I took his old dump truck. I said, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pipe this thing tight. When you dodge it, you dodge it up. And as soon as you tell me go, I'm going to punch this rod right down in the floorboard and hold the wheel steady. We'll see where she goes. Luckily, it came down, but it was funny because I jerked that thing pretty hard. And boy, I thought I had a case of whiplash. Maybe that quick pull that thing. And I'll tell you what, I went 3/4 way down the yard, almost hit the house in front of me. That's how far I flew by the time I got that tree down.
You don't realize once it starts coming down, it comes down quick, doesn't it?
Yes, I couldn't do much about it. I just held it to the floor until I knew it was down, and then I had to lock the brake. Okay, here we go.
I'm glad you didn't hit the house with the truck.
I've been too happy about that.
So?
It's funny how that works out. I knew it was going to do it, but I didn't think it was going to be quite that rough. And you know what's funny? You know what his wife said after I did it? You're about the only one crazy. I'm just not sick to do that.
Well, once things is over with, yeah, other people say, well, you know, I'd have done that, and or I could have done that. But, well, you didn't. I had to do it myself, so that's the way that goes.
Good story to tell everybody on that, because people don't understand how nasty trees can get. And I was watching X-Men last night, and that's the dangerous thing. Longer trees don't get food. One lawnmower every 1,000 people, which is how bad it is. But that's probably clear. I just wanted to bring that point up. We're very careful when they did it.
A little bit that time. I didn't get the last part of that. Still there? I didn't get the last part of his transmission there, but I don't know if his battery went down on his HT or if he got off his X, but I'll try it one more time. Al, you still there?
I'm saying 1 in every 1,000 people get killed every year logging, so it's very dangerous stuff.
Correct about that, and you were coming in good that time. You must have got back on your X. But no, logging is a very dangerous occupation. Of course, you know, in reality, all occupations pretty much, when you're dealing with stuff like that, you know, trees and power equipment, that can be dangerous, but so can auto mechanics. You know, I've heard a lot of horror stories where cars have fallen on people and engines and transmissions and all this. But there's a lot of things that are dangerous out there. But logging is most definitely a dangerous occupation to have. I would not want to have to do it for a living. Now, if I had to do it to feed the family, I would, but I wouldn't want to.
Get on your trees before I lose me, and I'll catch up with you later. Getting hot.
Thanks for coming back in there. You take care, and again, you stay safe and stay well. Hope you and Jim can get together. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We'll log this into the repeater, and we'll go from there. Folks, there you have it. We had a grand total of 50 check-ins tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that came in and checked in with us. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and I think Matt, WG4MC, will be calling and give him a good dose of rider scrap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.